You're listening to the Kenny James Audio Experience, live from Broadcast Center. Here's Kenny James.
Good morning. Today's Monday, March 27, 2023. We begin this morning's broadcast with President Joe Biden declaring a state of emergency in Mississippi following a deadly tornado that struck the state late Friday night. The tornado, which was part of a severe weather system, caused significant damage and left 26 people dead, including one in Alabama.
We get storms like bad rain or, you know, probably high winds or something, but we never experience nothing like this where it can wipe out a whole town, you know, schools, children, you know, parents, loved ones. It wiped out everything.
This is what remains of people's homes here in Rolling Fork. You can see washing machines, signs of a life that took place here before. The tornado struck in the middle of the night. Many people were sleeping. You can imagine just how terrifying that must have been.
Oh, man. Dear Jesus, please help them.
And seeing how the tree was blowing, and ran in the bathroom, closed the door, and jumped in the tub.
Francisco said the only warning he had was the noise of the wind, a sound that will haunt him forever.
It was terrifying, you know, and it's like something that I never want to go through again. I don't want to experience that again in their life. But I made it through there, but it was scary.
He survived by sheltering in his bathroom, the only bit of the house that's still partially standing. Mississippi is the poorest state in America, and some feel forgotten by leaders in the nation's capital.
Excuse my language. Damn, you forgot about us? Just because we are the last in everything, you forgot about us? That's not right. That is very heart-wrenching, other than we lost everything and we feel that we don't have support from the superior people also.
President Biden described what happened here as heartbreaking and said he and the First Lady are praying for those who had lost loved ones. But people here are asking for more than prayers and emergency relief. They want long-term support. Rolling Fork, Mississippi.
The declaration of emergency will allow federal aid to be distributed to affected areas and assist in the recovery efforts. In tech news, a leaked memo reveals that Elon Musk believes Twitter is worth less than half of its current value. According to the memo, Musk, who is a significant investor in the social media platform, believes that Twitter is overpriced and should be worth around $20 billion compared to his paid price of $44 billion. Concerns come amid increased of scrutiny of social media platforms and their impact on society, as well as questions about Twitter's ability to grow its user base and generate revenue. And in business news, the world's largest consulting firm, Accenture, has announced it plans to cut 19,000 jobs, or 2.5% of its total global workforce, over the next few months. The move comes as the company shifts its focus towards digital and cloud services, which require fewer workers than traditional consulting services. The job cuts will primarily affect support staff and other non-consulting roles. The company states that it will offer severance packages and other support to affected employees. And in entertainment news, the latest installment of the popular action franchise John Wick Chapter 4 has set a franchise record at the weekend box office, raising $137 million in its worldwide total debut.
Saying goodbyes?
Saying hello.
You think your wife can hear you?
No.
Then why bother?
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're going to die.
Maybe not.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
A new day is dawning. New ideas, new rules, new management.
The film starring Keanu Reeves as a hitman has been praised by critics and audiences alike for its intense action sequences and strong performances. The success of the film comes as a welcome relief to the movie industry, which has been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. And if you were old enough to invest $1,000 in Coca-Cola stock when Warren Buffett did back in 1988, the question is, how much would it be worth today? Well, in 1988, Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway made a splash by buying a plethora of Coca-Cola stock. By the end of the year, Berkshire Hathaway had owned and acquired 14,172,500 shares. Today, that same $1,000 investment would be worth $23,326.78. Now, the firm owns 400 million shares of Coca-Cola, which makes up around 8.5% of its total portfolio. Berkshire Hathaway owns 9% of Coca-Cola shares, making it one of the world's largest single owners in modern day history. And Blockbuster, the video rental giant that dominated the 1990s and early 2000s, has been gone for some years. However, there are recent reports the company may be making a comeback. When you visit Blockbuster.com, it now directs you to a message reading, "We're working on rewinding your movie." Blockbuster was purchased at a price tag of $320 million by Dish Network, which removed it from bankruptcy in 2011. And now, tech news. Apple is reportedly planning to launch a new virtual augmented reality headset, but some employees are raising concerns about the company's rush to release the $3,000 product. According to reports, some employees are concerned about the lack of readiness of the product and question whether Apple is trying to release the headsets too soon in order to beat competition. And now to Philadelphia, where officials are telling residents that the water is safe to drink. This comes after a chemical spill near the Delaware River has raised concerns about environmental impacts and public health risks. The spill occurred in Bucks County around 11:40 p.m. Friday night. Officials had advised residents not to drink water or come in contact with the river until further notice. The Coast Guard did not identify the source of the spill, but other news outlets reported it was alleged to be the Trinseo chemical plant. The Coast Guard said that the source has been secured and is under investigation. And now to France, where parents could be banned from sharing photos or videos of their children on social media without their consent. The proposed law would require parents to obtain consent from their children before posting their pictures or videos online. Violators could face penalties. Now, the move aims to safeguard children's personal data and prevent exploitation by predators. There's no word on whether the French Parliament is expected to vote on the legislation anytime soon. That will do it for today's news. If you enjoyed what you heard and want to support us in creating more content like this, please consider becoming a subscribing member or making a donation. Your support truly helps us cover the cost of producing the content and allows us to continue to bring you high-quality episodes just like this. To learn more about how you can support, please visit my website. That's kennyjames.co to donate or subscribe. And as always, thank you for supporting. Until tomorrow.